This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of my favorite pastors, powerful individual, with spirit, is going to be joining us, getting into prompt delivery on so many fronts and where we go from here and what we can do spiritually, really getting on our knees before God. Because let me tell you, I'm a Christian. I've had a personal relationship with Christ. I've had spiritual experiences, both good and bad. I've seen the dark side, and I wasn't looking for it. But you got this worldwide mark of the beast, China, saying you can't buy or sell, you can't travel without it. You were getting into it, David, where your own family's going to pressure you wanting access to just like a telephone. But now the telephone's going to break in the middle of what you're doing because the computer's listening to it and not let you talk if you say what it doesn't want to hear. That's what is now actually happening. The power of these tools, and it's being deployed, and our own Western elites that invented all this are merging with communist China. And again, China has announced a mark of the beast system. And USA Today is like, great, let's accept it. Let's take brain chips. It's going to be a utopia, except the people running things aren't utopians. They're monsters.
That's why China has been given a pass, why they are not criticized, why they are defended, even when we talk about the disparity on trade. They all don't start a trade war, but they want to start a Cold War at the same time with Russia. And so we look at these two dictatorships here, and we understand that what they're doing in China is they're using it as a test bed. They want smart cities here. They want to make sure that you have to rely on the government whenever you want to go anywhere. You're not going to own your own car. You won't be allowed to travel in the city.
Nothing's repairable. There's no fixture. Everything's designed to take you out of the equation.
That's right. That's right. And as I said many times, you know, when we look at the military, what do they say? You control a population if you control the way they move, the way they communicate, and the way they shoot. Well, they've already got no guns in China. They already control the way they communicate. They're ratcheting that down with controls, social media scores, and so forth, their communication. They have a great firewall of China to prevent any information from coming in. And the next thing is to control the way they move. And they're gradually moving into that from the communication control. They come in and take a look at everything that you're doing. They rate you, and then they use that to control your movement as well as your employment.
By the way, I hadn't seen this stunning Bloomberg headline. He's the technocrat that says he wants to control everything and shut down free speech. Put that back on screen, please, and print that. That is massive. I've never seen such an Orwellian headline. It's true, but it's in your face. But it's written like it's not bad. Welcome to 2018, the year of censorship of social media. You're like, well, that's bad. No. The limitations of selective censorship, it's not enough, you see.
Yeah.
And the need for better regulation will soon be apparent. They are using us as the blueprint to lie about who we are, shut us down, and everybody else, and there it all is. The decision has been made. This is the fight for the First Amendment. And you know, our lawyers have talked to ACLU and others. They go, no, we totally agree. Alex Jones didn't say all this. It is to overturn the First Amendment. But they said, we're scared. We're scared. Soros money, all this. What are we going to do? We can't believe this is happening. But there's a fight in the ACLU right now and all these other groups. We don't need their help. It's good to have amicus briefs. Mm-hmm. We're now to the moment where they're like, are we going to just end free speech? I mean, America is now at that point.
Well, it's also, we can see this in another way, Alex. When we look at what's going on with cryptocurrency, we had Facebook come out and ban ads about cryptocurrency, initial coin offerings and so forth. Then it was followed a couple weeks later by Google, and just recently we had Twitter do the same thing.
And now it's down over $100 billion.
Yeah, would they always go to these three to enact their controls? So whether it's enacting the controls against political speech and debate, they go to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, whether it comes to trying to shut down cryptocurrencies because they perceive that as a threat as well, go to the same three people to enact their control.
And so the answer is everybody exercise your free speech. Everybody realize it's like exercising. You don't do it, you're dead.
That's right.
Everybody's got to make a list. I call in this talk show. I call in C-SPAN. I hand out some flyers. I start my own YouTube, my own Facebook, or my own website. We've all got to use the big platforms to drive to our platforms, like Drudge warned. But it's here. And they told Drudge a few years ago it would already be done. We've held them back. So at least we're struggling. But this is it.
Drudge said these different structures, these social media structures, are ghettos. They want to get you into the ghetto, and then they're going to surround you just like they did at the Warsaw Ghetto.
It's a formula in every culture in history. First you censor them, then you cut off their economics, then you compact them, then you demonize them, then you ship them off to the ditch. Thank you, David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I'm picking up a big transmission. I think it's on the Jones call.
On screen.
But here's the good news, Chops. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the internet, and bully a bunch of us and go along with you?
I'd like to reserve time.
From being willing to have a fight, 21 at this point. And only the dumbest morons buy into your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to Haiti where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
For sure, a second shooter.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you from Austin, Texas. And we've got four bombings that have hit in the last 2.5 weeks. One a mile and a half from where I live, injuring two men. We've got two other dead people, several others wounded. No motive. The bomb's more sophisticated than the last ones. They're saying with a tripwire. They're like a jogging trail right off the side of the neighborhood. We've got Democrat congressmen, two of them, calling for violence and for Trump to be taken out using the Second Amendment. And we're going to play one of those clips here in a moment. I couldn't think of a better day to get Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on. He, of course, has a very large international outreach and also a very successful church in Tampa, Florida. And he is one of the few preachers, I'm sorry to say, that's a real preacher and isn't a coward. Because a lot of the pastors, as they take Easter off of the Apple listings and out of their calendars, and is all over the U.S. and all over Europe and all over Australia, they say you can't say the name Jesus, or you can't say the name Jesus is alive. I mean, this is crazy. And you've got the Pope, who's obviously a globalist that took over the Catholic Church, saying China is the greatest example of Christianity. That's a sick joke. It's like saying Anton LaVey is. You know, China is what Anton LaVey wishes he was. And so you've got all this going on in USA Today. You will get chipped. That's the headline. And suddenly ABC News, every child will soon have a chip. And I'm watching this. I remember hearing preachers say this when I was 10 years old. And, of course, now I learned a lot of those guys have been advised by people in the military, intelligence, that were patriots. And they all knew what they were talking about. And now China, we first reported this 5 years ago, has a social score tied to everything you do, your bank account, your job, what you say on the street, and all these companies report on you, and then if it lowers, you can't fly, you can't train, you can't have a job, you starve to death. That is the mark of the beast. And so I want to talk about that with the pastor, just where we are, and prophecy being fulfilled. China demands citizens with bad social credit ranking from taking flights or using trains for up to a year. Well, Facebook, one of my friends runs one of the largest Facebooks out there. He's not ready to go public yet. He basically worked for Facebook, let's leave it at that, as a contractor. And he said, this is a test. He doesn't put religious stuff out. he put the word God in a post, and they blocked his Facebook for a day. He sent me screenshots, and this is a Facebook way bigger than ours, way bigger. I mean, and these are people that are more, I don't want to say agnostic, but not, and they're going, wow, that's really going on. Let me do it. It's like, whoa. And these are people, you know, that have dinner with the Facebook guys. So it's an algorithm, and it's in place. And I was thinking about all this censorship of Easter coming up and the tens of thousands of lawsuits against churches and 501c3s and against everybody. And just the persecution, and if the church would just stand up and say no, it would all back off. But instead, they glitter bug around and try to cover their butts and wonder why the pews aren't full. People are looking for God. They're looking for energy. They're looking for the truth. They're looking for Christ. That's where we are. So that's my five-minute rant. He's with us for the rest of the hour. So much to cover, it makes my head spin that we are here, hearing that Apple and Google and Twitter are going to adopt this global social score. Even the New York Times says it's coming here. They're like, oh, great, it'll censor conservatives where your plane tickets cost more at first, or you can't, whatever, or you get searched, or next you can't fly. And people are like, well, we better shut up. No, we better say something. This is all prophecy being fulfilled. And whether you believe in God or not, they're manifesting it, folks. I mean, they're using it as a blueprint. And this is a spiritual battle, because the globals will go out of their way to do evil, even if it helped them personally. It's a spirit of wanting to dominate. So we're going to break in 5 minutes. You've got the floor. You've got your new book, KillingUncleSamBook.com. It's where people find Killing Uncle Sam. We're going to get that, share that in our store if we can. We're going to talk about it at the bottom of the hour. But first, just the gestalt I've laid out, Pastor, of where we are and the church and all of this. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of REVIVAL.com and KillingUncleSamBook.com. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be on with you again today, Alex. As always, you slamming it up the side of the head, which, you know, we are in the final hour. Really, as I always say, that the final grains of sand are slipping through the hourglass. And many people are asleep. Of course, this was not something that just happened 5 or 10 years ago. There's been a whole plan, obviously, for the destruction of America, which we'll talk about, that we talk about in the book. And a lot of what you and David Knight were talking about just before I came on the air is actually, there's a whole area in the book that we actually talk about. But the body of Christ has to stand up. First of all, we have to pray. Last night, we had a three-hour prayer meeting at the church, praying exactly over these things and really asking God for divine intervention. And the church has to get radical. The people of God have to get radical. There are many elements, even what you're facing in Austin right now, which they can say they don't know the motive behind, is terrorism. It's basically terrorism. And what they're trying to do is create anarchy. And it's all about control. It's all about bringing everything under control.
Yeah, I would say communists and anarchists are the prime suspects, because this is their mode.
Totally. Well, we see that where I come from in South Africa. That's what they're doing now with total bloodshed, and we stand on the brink of a civil war. I just got back from Southern Africa. But so, yeah, I've been in America now 30 years, and I'm watching the total demise of the country, basically because people are afraid to speak out when we have a thing called
the
First
Amendment. I would
like
him to a ship on fire, and Trump is desperately trying to right the ship, and these globalist gremlins are trying to stop us.
Totally. But let me tell you, we have to pray for the president. He's a wrecking ball to the system. And I'm, you know, somebody said, oh, you fired this one. I said, fire all of the bums up there. Just fire them all. I mean, basically, this thing is so far gone that without divine intervention, we're not going to see a recovery. So the church has to pray. The body of Christ has to pray. And then everybody has to ask God, what do you want me to do? As in the case of you, Alex, you're doing everything you can and more. And each person, every person listening or watching right now, you have to ask God, what can I do? You cannot just listen to InfoWars. You can't just listen to what's being said.
No, you're right. We have to call on God, because I meant to say this. I have never seen the enemy's assault. And I'm not worried about the assault, financial or media, but the spiritual assault, I can see it. Like Agent Smith, you know, in the Matrix, jumping into people. I mean, it's really, the evil is really showing its teeth right now.
It's beyond imagination what's taking place. And then the deception is at an all-time high, so that people don't even want to believe the truth. So no matter what many times you say these things, and they're all documented, everything's documented, they say, no, we're making it up. You're just making it up. They don't understand how our education system was taken over 100 years ago and standardized of education. Even the seminaries, Alex, were taken over by the Rockefellers used Fosdick out of New York to basically dumb everybody down, question the virgin birth, question the cross, question the blood, question the resurrection. So you got all these kids coming to seminary. They're all on fire. They want to serve God. And in 3 months, they're totally neutralized. They're totally neutralized. They didn't believe in the cross, the virgin birth. And all this was a plan to destroy the churches. So now you've got pastors in the pulpits that are afraid to speak out because of the nonsense.
They won't even say the name Jesus. That's the new thing. Facebook, Twitter, Google, advertisements in newspapers. They're telling churches in Australia, don't say Jesus on your sign. I mean, it's here. It's here.
I've already heard people doing like a conference where they were trying to talk to pastors and they said, look, don't talk about the blood of Jesus. Don't use the word blood. It's like offensive to this generation. It's the most craziest stuff that's going out there. But let me just say this on the plus side, there is an army out there. And here's what the globalists are not planning on.
Stay there. I want to hear about this with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who's on fire, when we come back. But folks, it's true. The enemy hates the name Jesus, and they hate God because it's the truth. That, and it's real. They want a world government. They worship the devil. They're pedophiles. It's real. We'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's bottom line.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Man, that is a good-looking book. I can't wait to read it, The Killing of Uncle Sam. And we're going to be talking about it with the author, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, KillingUncleSamBook.com. And I'm kind of hysterical here just because it's all happening. World government. Digital system that tracks everything you do to buy and sell, to use it for total control, massive censorship, bombs going off where I live, just craziness. But also, as he was saying as we went to break, a lot of good things are happening. There's a huge awakening. And evil doesn't go on forever. So I can play the new South African president saying we're going to take the white's land. I can play the defense minister saying we're going to kill all the whites. The leader of the communists saying the same thing. It's just so sad to see this. That's another subject. That's what I mean. There's so much. So, Pastor, start wherever you'd like. I'm just making the point that we are in a momentous time, and thank God, praise God, prophecy is being fulfilled. So we do know that that evil doesn't get away with this forever.
No, and there's an army that God is raising up. And I've traveled 59 countries, so. There are people that are totally dumbed down. They're in the system. But there's a group of people that are rising up. Alex, that's why what you're doing is so important. And let me just say this about the book. I'm going to work a plan and send you a bunch, and you can sell them. I don't want any money for it. I'm going to show that to you. I'm going to bless you with that.
Thank you, sir.
For the InfoWars, yeah. Because I don't even get a royalty from this. It goes to our school of government. But we got to wake people up to what's going on here. But the fact is that there's an army of people that God is actually raising up, not just in America, but all around the world. And I want to say this to Facebook and Twitter and all these things. There's a new system coming. I already know. There's a new system coming that Facebook and Twitter will go the way of MySpace. Because you cannot, listen, people are innovative. People have come up with plans already. I already know of a plan. Listen, I can't say too much right now. But there's a brand new system coming out that's going to bypass all of this structure. So while they try and over here, there's another. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. And so here's what the globalists have not taken into consideration. They think that the Holy Spirit is not here. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and he's omniscient. That means he knows everything, he's everywhere, and he's all-powerful. And he is moving around the earth today, and he's touching people, whether it be in China, Russia, or Southern Africa, or in America. People are not, there's those that are asleep, but there's people that are awake, and there's people that are on fire, and there's people that are on the cutting edge, which I believe will create the new systems that will set the globalist agenda back. Already, Alex, they should have been at a certain point by the year 2000, you know for a fact. So they're 18 years behind their plans. That's why they're so frantic. That's why they're running around like a chicken with their head chopped off. That's why they're trying to get us to go to war with China, in North Korea, Iran, Syria, Russia. They want war. The dogs want war. And people have no clue. That's why they're trying to make Russia to be the big enemy of everything right now. No, the enemy is not what people think. The enemy is this system that's actually manipulating the nations of the earth, trying to take South Africa the way of Venezuela right now. And actually, in fact, they want America to be like Venezuela. That's why you see these bombs going off in Austin, Texas. I mean, as it is to this day, we still have not found out I know personally, and I won't say on the air what went on with Las Vegas, but people, it's all obfuscation. It's all lies. It's all manipulation. And it's all to create anarchy and terror. And so that people would just say, you know, hey, take our freedoms from us. We'll give over our guns like these idiots turning in their guns to the police departments as though that's going to stop the problem. You know, if we get rid of the Second Amendment, then nobody will shoot each other.
Well, it's same thing with jihadis in trucks or people with bombs. It's evil. The problem's evil. And mental illness and craziness, just as good as increasing, evil is increasing right now. We see those two forces rising.
Correct. And, I mean, you look at London, the stabbings are through the roof now. People are not safe basically anywhere in the city of London. So, look, but on the plus side, the church must pray, and everyone must ask God, what do you want me to do? And I will say this to every listener, every viewer. If you ask God, say, what do you want me to do? Just one thing. Give me one thing you want me to do with my life. Not just earn a living, not just live nicely with your family and go to drink coffee and watch a movie in it. No. What are you going to do to impact other people around about you for the better? Because, yeah, here's the fact, Alex, 100 years from today, when we are on the other side in eternity, and we look, you and I look at each other, we want to look at each other and say, we did everything that we could. We did everything that we could, and we left nothing on the table. You know, I often tell the church this. In the story of Stephen, if you know Stephen,
yes,
who was a deacon, in the book of Acts, the Bible talks about him, how he was stoned. And basically, I mean, his whole life was really short-lived. And he's the one that said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. And I tell the church, we don't want to get to heaven. And then we tap Stephen on the shoulder and we say to Stephen, you know, you were our hero because you were prepared to die for him and we wouldn't even live for him. And I'd rather tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, Stephen, listen, you could never have loved Jesus more than me. We loved him equally. We loved him equally because we were prepared to do whatever. And what you're saying about China and the censorship and everything, I've got friends in India right now. They said India's changed the whole way of operating. Every Indian has one number, and everything comes through that number. They can't buy a cell phone without that number. They can't sell land without that number. They can't fly anywhere, tickets, whatever. It's already happening across India. So they're using China and they're using India as the test pattern to roll out this globalist agenda for the control of mankind. But again, they think the Holy Spirit's sleeping, number one. They think that the church is all sleeping. They are not. There are many people that God is raising up in this hour and people with a holy boldness that will stand and speak even in the face of death because we've already counted the cost. Alex, in the light of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, people that signed the Declaration that lost everything that they had, we cannot call ourselves Americans and then just sit back here and let them, oh yeah, come in, take whatever. In their dreams, they must think that we're smoking some of the bad legalized weed, that we're just going to step out of the way and roll over and play dead.
Well, that's the thing, is they think like we're like them and only care about temporal current power. We already know the forces here. We just don't want to be with that evil force. We love God, not that we're perfect. And you're right. As the evil rises, my discernment, the energy, the Holy Ghost, all of it, I feel it all the time now. I mean, so strong. I feel like this, like, you know, maybe 1 minute a year when I was 10 years old or something. Now it's so strong, I don't know how I'm supposed to contain it or control it, actually.
You know, that's why when we get to heaven, we get a glorified body, because really, this physical body can't take too much of the presence of God. But God anoints his people to do something. And there's no doubt, Alex, that God raised you up as a voice in this hour. There's no doubt. And I know you have critics like I have critics. And, you know, I care nothing about the critics because I only care about what God says. And we have to just stand up and speak the truth. People are going to make up lies about everybody, and they're going to say whatever they want to say, and that's fine. But I'm going to stand up in the face of tyranny. We're going to draw a line, we're drawing lines in the sand, and we're going to say, absolutely, you come this far, but you're coming no
further.
That's
right. I want to talk about the book specifically when we come back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is our guest, and I've seen him on television, knew about his ministry going back over a decade ago, and of course he's gone to the Trump prayer meetings. I want to get into his book that we're going to carry, by the way, because I've read the reviews. It's excellent. I haven't read it yet, but I've read the reviews. But let's just get it out in the open. Trump never ran as Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. He ran on, I'm going to bring back the sovereignty, bring back the job, stand up to globalism, get the IRS off the church's back so you have your religious freedom. And yeah, I'm a man, and I've had some wives and all this other stuff, and most of us turned out to be edited or made up or whatever. But he didn't run as somebody like a Pharisee saying, I'm perfect, and then he's, you know, devil-worshipping behind the scenes. The enemy hates him because he's a real deal. Now, King David was a man after God's own heart, and because he really repented, when he did bad things, he had his best friend sent off to impossible suicide mission because he was lusting after his wife. Now, I'm not here to defend Trump on every front. If he'd have said he was Mr. Goody Two Shoes and then this stuff came out, I would have issues. And, you know, I'm not involved, you know, some of that. I'm not that wild. The point is, and a lot of it's not true, but the fake church that doesn't care about communist China killing Christians for their organs and doesn't care about the pedophile rings, doesn't care about the devil worship, doesn't care about radical Islam grooming thousands of girls per major town in England and allowed to do it. Those silent cowards that sit there while the communists run around and, you know, do all the stuff they're doing, they then know we have morals. So like the devil, they come as an accuser and they go, "You're president. They said this. They said that." Hey, Trump has those issues to deal with between himself, whether it's true or not, and God and his wife and all the rest of it. But the way the enemy, with all their corruption and all their evil and Weinstein reportedly raping women and all this, and then Trump in something consensual decades ago, or his wife, you know, in a nude spread 20 years ago before she was his wife, that becomes the issue with these really evil people that are consciously evil. So I'm not running from Trump when these type of things that CNN brings out with all their lies and all their deception. I'm just pointing out that the enemy hates Trump. He's telling the truth on his policies. He's doing what he said he would do when we've had decades of the opposite and the enemy hates him. And my gut says support him, pray for him. I don't worship him as a god. I don't put him up on a pedestal. But I can see when the enemy is trying to quote scripture at me and tell me to abandon the president for Hillary Clinton and Epstein and the Lolita Express and all the crap they're involved in and pedophilia and Aleister Crowley stuff and all of it that's documented. So the media won't cover Aleister Crowley and John Podesta and spirit cooking and all the confirmed stuff. They'll tell me all day about Trump and some woman in a hotel room 12, 15 years ago from a lying, deceiving media. My whole point is, how does a Christian then juxtapose all this, Pastor?
Oh, I mean, God uses ordinary people. I mean, you just have to read the Bible right through from Genesis through. God uses ordinary people, and that's where a lot of the people in the church world, religious, sanctimonious individuals, they thought they wanted a Sunday school teacher in the White House. We actually didn't need one. We needed a total wrecking ball, which we got, by the way, and he's doing an outstanding job. And I pray for him three times a day. Every time I sit down for a meal, I pray for the president. We pray for the president every opportunity we can, number one. And then we actually just did a 30-city tour, one night, all across America, from Seattle, San Diego, I mean, Los Angeles, I mean, all across from Miami up to New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and one night, 30 cities. The president has more people supporting him now than when he ran, and that's what they're afraid about. The American people are not stupid. They don't. They're many. I say to people in every meeting, how many watch NBC? How many watch ABC? How many watch CNN? People boo. They don't watch any of that stuff. And then I mentioned the president. Even Connecticut. I was talking about the Second Amendment in Connecticut. I got a standing ovation.
No, I agree. They're losing control. I just wanted to get that out in the open because you have Bill Maher and all his evil sitting there. You know, he's always blaspheming God and all this, saying, oh, look at these Christian hypocrites. You know, Trump likes women, whatever, decades ago. He never denied any of that. The point is, he's been true on delivering the policies he said. That shows that he's a good man.
Totally. Well, look, I understand he's 71 now anyway. I mean, people have a past. I deal with people in the church. They come out of prison. People come out of mental institutions, you know, and then God changes their life.
God forgave the thief right there at Calgary.
Correct. So I don't, we don't hold anything against people. And I believe the president is not, he doesn't live like that today. He's not partaking in any of that. And, you know, I backed him before he even was president, when he was still running, when he took out them one by one, you know, with crooked lying Ted and, you know, little Marco and all of this stuff, the way that he does. I'm actually getting a big bag of popcorn, getting ready for 2020. Because if Flake tries to run, or any of these people, they're finished. They're finished. The president's going to demolish anybody in 2020. And that's what they can't understand.
He really is a powerful specimen. With your discernment, just looking at Trump and what he does and knowing him, I know him as well, but what type of man is that? I mean, he really is standing up to the bullies. I mean, he is our champion.
Totally. A man's man. You know, they're trying to make up that he would run. But, I mean, that article in New York when he jumped out of his limo to go save that person who had been attacked You know, that's the president. And, you know, he's putting himself in harm's way, put his whole family at risk, basically to face the globalist agenda and the lies that are out there. So, you know, you can't support the president, then back off on the president. And here's the thing. So somebody said, oh, well, he changes his rhetoric. I said, no, he plays with the media like a cat plays with the mouse. And what he does is he comes out over here, totally out on left field, and then he watches what they do. Now they left the whole thing on.
And he never even lies about it, though. He doesn't. He says, oh, I'll hear what they have to say, even if it's this, this, and that. He didn't say that. He said, I'll hear them say that.
Yeah, he's just playing. He's playing with the media. So the media think, oh, well, he changed his tune. He didn't change anything. He's totally focused on what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He's not stupid, not an idiot. And we have to pray, support the president. And then, like I said earlier, everybody watching or listening needs to say, what do I do? And then instead of people ranting and going on about stuff, do something. Everybody can do something. But there's a whole new wave coming, Alex. I think it's going to hit here in the next month or two or three with a whole new system that's coming out that's going to set the agenda.
Well, exactly. Just take the old system. We have never gotten 100 affiliates in just a couple months. UHF, VHF, cable, radio, big stations, big cities, Houston, San Antonio, Manhattan. All their censorship was like suddenly the green light where all these big stations put us on. And so exactly for every attack, another door opens.
Totally, totally. There's such a hunger out there. People want to know the truth. And because they're not hearing it from many circles, the moment you stand up, they know in their gut there's a problem. And so when a person stands up and tells them, they go, ah, and they connect all the dots.
We're about to go to break, but that is a good-looking book. Tell me about the new book.
All right. So the book is my co-author, Dr. Paul Williams, a former FBI, and was an investigator for the FBI. I first met him in 2014, and he actually had given up on America. And when he heard me speak, he said, I've never heard a preacher talk like you. So we sat down. I said, let's do this. He said, well, let me help you because he's a scribe. I said, let's do this book and expose the whole system with the money because, you know, he knew about different things. But I said, we're going to start with the money. Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer, anti-terrorism expert, says this book is without question the most accurate description of the deep state shadow government that I've ever read. So we start off with Cecil John Rhodes. In Africa, we talk about how he was the father of globalism.
And by the way, it did start there. You didn't just start it there because you're from South Africa. If you know it, that's where it started.
It all began there, in the taking of the diamonds and the gold, working for the Rothschilds. Then we talk about how he was a committed Freemason. We talk about how they were Satan. They worshiped Lucifer. Then we talk the lure of the occult. We go through all of that in the book. We even name the names from Thomas Edison, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, all these people. They were all into Satanism. We talk about the Boer War. We go through that. We talk about the rise of the foundations, Carnegie, Ford, how they use these foundations.
Hold on. You're on fire on this. I want to hear about the book. I want to carry the book. We're going to be carrying it. But folks can get their book right now, killinguncleSamBook.com. We're back with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Don't forget InfoWarsStore.com as well. We've got a lot of amazing products there that fund our operation. Without you, they will shut us down.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I can't wait to read The Killing of Uncle Sam, and the pastor has graciously said he's going to send us 500 copies free. He's not even making money off of it, so we can sell it to you. But you should just get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. And I know the folks he's co-written it with, really informed people. I should get them on as well. So you got cut off by the break. Start over with why this book is so important, documenting where we are, Pastor.
All right, so basically what we did, we started just with the money, because basically the whole premise is follow the money. So when you start with Cecil John Rhodes, you see he was the father of the modern globalist movement and how they really wanted to anglicize the world. And this was all about England getting America back. And the way they did was when they jumped the pond, they converted Carnegie, converted the foundations, took over the education system, dumbed down the American people. This was all done by design. And we're talking about around about World War I, they started rewriting history back. So everything's documented. There's over 1,000 footnotes in the book. So it goes right through about what took place, the American Roundtable, the new American Pilgrims, the Duck Hunters, the foundation of the Federal Reserve, Jekyll Island, Georgia. Then we talk about their plan for the control of the world, how they rigged elections, how they faked the news back then. And then we were in World War I, which was the war to end all wars. Talk about that. How America was not going to go into the war. And, of course, then they sink the Lusitania. They get us in through false flag. We talk about all of that. How they prolonged the war.
and how they were making money off of war. We go through a whole chapter on peace and punishment. The shadow government, the foundation of the Council on Foreign Relations. We talk about that. Actual fact, at the end of the book, we list all the members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
That was set up by British intelligence publicly. And again, not that the British are bad. They were just setting up and using the British people as their engine for their world government and the British Empire as their model. And then to try to take the U.S. over to create the new British Empire, which would be the model of this whole world government.
Totally, totally. And so we go right through that. We talk about a designed depression, how they collapsed Wall Street on purpose, how the whole thing was done, how America was actually put into a police state at that time. We talk about the occult economy. We actually talk about how that the bailout of the world using the Treaty of Versailles mother boxes. I actually have pictures of the boxes in the book. And then when each box was supposed to represent $3 trillion. And, of course, they didn't have enough gold to back it. It was supposed to be backed by 4,800 metric tons of gold. So that's when FDR then confiscated all the gold, you know. Hey, just let's take all the gold. We talk about the birth of the central bank, International Bank of Settlements out of Basel, Switzerland.
And then let me guess, now we go into the world government, the cashless society, the whole thing.
Everything. It comes right through. And then we talk about how Second World War, what took place there, what went wrong in the Second World War, how things were manipulated, again, how they produced the plague, the Helliwell plan, because remember the CIA started right at the end and they were funding themselves through the running of drugs and they brought what they called China White, they called it ghetto gold, how they worked with the mafia out of Cuba. And they started targeting all of the jazz musicians in the clubs in New York. We've got everything documented.
Let's be clear. A lot, again, just like the left was the KKK and all of this, they're the prime group. They are racist. They are targeting black people and minorities, but it's the Democratic Party. The Republicans are partially involved, but the Democrats, I mean, they are the head honchos of this. If you look at the U.S. alone, it's incredible what they've done.
Correct. And also, if you look at the story that even under Reagan, what was taking place in that movie with Tom Cruise, American Made, you know, which is based on a true story.
Oh, it's a very powerful movie.
Yeah, they were running. The CIA has been running a drug cartel for a long time. And the Vatican Bank is the money laundering bank for all the drug cartels.
Oh, let me briefly before we get back in the book. Look, I don't want to get in fights with people. I know a lot of Catholics that are good people. They have good souls. I'm not a judge. They love God. But this Pope saying communism's great, open your borders, he's got walls, the Jesuit black Pope stuff, he sounds like the most leftist Hollywood person. He says he doesn't like hearing about Europe's Christian roots. We know they use blackmail with pedophilia to get him in charge. And I know you were telling me some of that's in the book. What most of the Catholics I know are the biggest group upset about this Pope. Who is he?
Well, he should actually be arrested for war crimes and was involved in Operation Gladio and Operation Condor in Central South America. And the reason they chose a Spanish Pope was because Catholicism in Central South America is losing a foothold because Christianity is exploding, the gospel's exploding, church is exploding. So they had to try to stop the bleeding. That's why they chose a Spanish Pope. But it's still not.
So that's the good news, though. But I mean, real Bible is exploding in Latin America.
You know, no question. No question about it. People are done. They're done with the historical lies of the manipulation of the control by some demagogue sitting up in some, throne somewhere speaking as God. People are finding God for themselves. So we talk about, the evil systems, the World Bank, the IMF, how all of this stuff is done through the money system. Everything's controlled through the money system. We come on down. We talk about, I don't want to read the whole book to you. Yeah. But we talk about how the Helliwell plan, to fund the CIA basically by the continuation of drugs. We talk about what's taking place behind the scenes with the money system, how they manipulate Wall Street, they manipulate basically because of the International Bank of Settlements, which is the bank of central banks out of Basel, Switzerland, which has been going. It actually started as a bank, a reparation bank for Germany for World War One, and then it became the central bank of central banks.
But what you say with your advisors is so central, because the Ex-Im Bank and all this, the Marshall Plan, but also Versailles, these emergency reorganization systems are the takeover of nation states in the original EU. So what you're writing about is, and that's why I know the book before I've read it, and people should read it, because it's the truth. That just, it's amazing. That's how they did this, just like they want to bankrupt us to bring us to our knees.
Totally. That's how they reorganized China in 1913, using the same kind
same
of bomb.
Same thing. You mentioned South Africa. The president saying, take the whites' land. The deputy president saying, kill the whites. And I love those black folks. But the communist takeover, immediately it goes right back to this as the country implodes.
Totally. And that was the plan from day one. And they thought Mandela was going to do it. And he actually didn't. But we jump. We talk about America, the quota system, how America had a quota system on immigration, how they removed that in 65. We talk about it all on the purpose of destroying America by diffusing what America really was made up of, you know, people coming around.
And let's end on that. What is America? Because I know there were Rosicrucians, and I know there were Masons, and I know there were agnostics, and I know there were alchemists and all that, but there was a core was Christians. What happened with America, Francis Bacon, all that? I mean, how does it all, the mystery of that, tie together? And why are they so scared of it?
Well, because America, you came together, 13 colonies came together really because of a first great awakening that took place under Jonathan Edwards. And he actually would be like an unofficial, basically founding father of the United States, because it was the preaching of the gospel that basically unified the 13 colonies. These were totally 13 rebel colonies.
They were called the Black Brigades, because back then the Protestant and Catholics wore that. And as you know, at first the British tried to target, torture, assassinate pastors, but they didn't back off.
Sure, which I think people back off today. But so we show the whole thing of money, how it's come down to the present day, the globalization of poverty, how they took all the companies. We actually list all the companies that went to China and went to foreign fields on purpose to destroy America. There's the start of the World Trade Organization, the NAFTA nightmare, and then making a nation of takers, basically destroying the African-American families by offering single
moms. As a beta test and now domesticating everybody.
Totally. And then getting all the men on drugs or sending them away to war. So the African-American family used to be like 80% were married and had children. Now they diffuse all that, broke it all up. So then get everybody on food stamps, government aid, government support, and just make them a nation, a group of takers. And you see that taking place. You see what's happening. And then we talk about the road to 9/11, and we actually talk about all the false flags that took place leading up.
And let's be clear, when they say we're saying false flag, we mean criminal elements working with radical Islam stood down. The media misrepresents what we're saying the firemen blew the buildings up. No, globalists internationally in our government stood down, worked with it, allowed it to happen. And I haven't even read the book, but because this pastor is so educated, so informed, I'm just hearing it. It's all veritas. I can't wait to carry the book. I can't wait to read the book. People can get it right now, killingunclesambook.com.
Yes, sir. So, but even the, like to say that Saddam was a baby killer and how they...
No, the I know. Stay there then. I got to go to break for 2 minutes. Come back with 5 minutes. Yeah, the babies and the incubators. Exactly. Wow. This is an amazing book. I got to read this. We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. We're going to do the fourth hour here. Gerald Flint is coming up. I'm going to finish up with the pastor, who just really touches me. He's really smart. Everything he's just... It's like, we're synced up. See, I haven't read his book, and I'm hearing it. Obviously, I cover all this, so I know it, but this is... This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Please support us. We've got great products, supplements, books, T-shirts, T-shirt of the month, you name it. And without you, we can't operate. InfoWarsStore.com. But most importantly, please pray for my family. Please pray for my children, my wife. Please pray for us, because we are under demonic attack.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introduce